Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. If you live in Northumberland County, there's a really big chance you are on a septic system. Yes, that includes Cobourg, Port Hope, Brighton, and Campbellford. For many, it is not something top of mind. But if it breaks down or it's not maintained, it could lead to some serious problems with drinking water and other environmental impacts. It can also lead to serious legal actions if it breaks down and taints your neighbor's property. In this interview, Kirk Johnstone, the Senior Plumbing and Sewage System Inspector for Northumberland County, will talk about a program offering septic system reinspections being promoted currently. It may be one of those things that's not sexy, but super important if it is ignored. I'm so pleased to have with me today Kirk Johnstone, the Senior Plumbing and Sewage System Inspector for Northumberland County. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Good morning, Robert. Thank you.
Let's start off with some real basics for those listeners who may not understand. What do you do?
Well, I've been in the business of doing inspections for various municipalities for approximately 30 years now. And these building inspections are regulated by the Ontario Building Code and the Building Code Act. And I've done plumbing and septic and all building type of inspections. What we do is we receive plans in for new construction or renovations, or simply plumbing systems or septic systems. We review the drawings for compliance with the Ontario Building Code. And once we finish the review, we'll issue a permit, and then that person's able to construct their project. And along the way, they'll call us for inspections, and we go out to the site and perform our inspections to ensure that they're in compliance with the codes.
I know this is another really basic question, but what is a septic system?
A septic system, they call it an on-site sewage system. It's because the septic system is located on a property and is dedicated to that property. It takes all the sewage from your house or your building and puts it into a septic tank and then distributes the effluent into the ground.
Are septic systems safe for the environment?
Oh, definitely they are, yes. The building code has done extreme tests on various types of sewage systems. There's in-ground type systems, there's filter beds, leaching beds, and tertiary systems. Tertiary systems being engineered systems which have received approval from the Building Code Commission in our Building Materials Evaluation Commission from the Ministry of Housing. And they're tested to perform and clean the effluent before it actually goes into the in-situ soils, so that we know that the effluent, before it hits the groundwater or a lake or a pond, it is of sufficient quality that it won't do damage to the environment.
So when I flush my toilet or I pour something down my sink, where does it go and how does that septic system do what you just described?
When you flush your toilet or use your shower or sink, It'll travel the flow the sewage will travel down the plumbing system, which is within your building, and flow outside to your septic tank, and then it will distribute into the bed that's providing the treatment.
And how does that bed work? What sort of process takes place? Does it just sit there? Does it move? Is something happening? What's exactly taking place?
The septic tank is your key component. It'll settle any solids out and allow just effluent, which is got some solids in it, but not as much as when you first flush the toilet or whatever. Once it comes out of your septic tank, it's called effluent, not sanitary sewage. And that effluent will go into a series of pipes. Or a tertiary system, which is going to treat that effluent further by filtering it through stone and sand, and could be wood chips, it could be foam chips, to create anaerobic bacteria. And the bacteria is actually what will eat the effluent and clean the water, clean the effluent.
Over your career, what innovations or trends have you seen take place?
So when it went into the building code, the Ministry of Housing had a series of meetings with health units and professionals to determine what they wanted to include in the building code as the regulations. Since the implementation of that, there have been tertiary systems are the big changes. So engineering firms and innovators have developed multiple different types of systems for advanced treatments of sewage. And we've also introduced filters into septic tanks, and the latest change we've which is coming to effect in January 1st of this year, they've introduced the requirement for safety gates over top of the openings into the septic tanks, and they've introduced more stringent or clarity to a filter bed design. It's always evolving, always evolving.
We've come a long way from outhouses, haven't we?
Yes. They are still legal.
So, when it comes to septic systems, oftentimes there's also a well. So, how do you protect drinking water when you have a well on the same property as a septic system?
Well, typically you'd always have a well or a cistern or something of that nature to supply water to the building. The building code sets out setback requirements. So for a dug well, it's a 30-meter setback from the well to any piping within the septic system and 15 meters to the tank. For a drill well, it's 15 meters for the tank and 15 meters measured from the pipe to the well.
You've raised a really interesting point, and one of the reasons we're talking today is because the county's introducing re-inspection of septic systems. So tell us a bit about that program and what takes place.
In 2022, we did pass a bylaw for reinspection of septic systems. The septic systems that we targeted first were source water for source water protection, which is a mandatory program that is required by all people within a wellhead area. So every 5 years, a homeowner or building owner has to have their septic system inspected for compliance.
You've used a number of technical words. Could you just simplify for a bit? What's a wellhead area?
The wellhead area is municipal well, that services a town or a city. So those areas have areas mapped out to show the intensity of or the threat to that wellhead. And if you're within that threatened area, where a well could or a septic system could damage that wellhead or pollute it, then every 5 years, you're required to have it inspected. So this is where our bylaw started. We also wrote into the bylaw at that time, discretionary inspections, where someone could volunteer to call us and have their own personal septic system inspected, and they're not within that vulnerable area of a wellhead.
So when you go out to do a reinspection, could you describe the process?
Yeah, we have a form that we've set up that we use, and we ask that the homeowner would, when they call in, they provide the fee, and they set up an inspection with a hauler, or a pump out with a hauler, and then we set up a time to meet on the job site with the hauler, and they will pump the septic tank so that we can witness the pump out. And that pump out tells us a lot, because we can look at the effluent when it's pumped, if the effluent is coming back from the bed. And if it is, the conclusion would be that the bed is failing because it's plugged, because it shouldn't be coming back from the bed. We also look at the tank and whether it's got any cracks or if the baffles have been damaged or missing. And we look at the size of the tank based on measurements, if we can get the measurements, if it's exposed. The idea behind this inspection is it's non-invasive. So being non-invasive, it means that we don't dig up any holes, we don't look for your piping. We look visually at the ground surface. So we'll walk the property to try and determine if we can see any outbreaks or effluent on the ground, telltale signs of cattails maybe in a ditch that shows that the effluent is draining into the ditch. We also do an inspection of the property house or building to determine what the daily loading rate is, which is calculated through various means. It can be how many bedrooms are in a house, how many washrooms are in the house, the square footage of the house. It all tells us what the daily loading rate is for the property. We also search the property file to see if we can find if we have an existing record of the system that we can compare with when we're out on the site, because that record will tell us actually how they determined the loading rate at the time it was installed. And if we find that the property owner or somebody in the past has added plumbing fixtures, or they've added an addition, or they've added extra bedrooms, that's going to put more load on the septic system, which could cause premature failure.
What should a person be looking for to tell if the system is breaking down with age or past its peak performance? What are some of the signs?
Odor in the air. You'll get a strong odor of sewage. You might get some spongy areas in your grass where it feels like it's bouncy, and there's no effluent on the ground. Or you'll see an outbreak of sewage on the ground, and it could be flowing down your property onto a neighbor or into a river or lake or something of that nature. Or it could be a plugged pipe. Maybe the effluent isn't getting out to the bed and it's backing into the house. Or maybe the between the tank and the house, it's plugged and you're getting sewage back into the house as well.
Could you explain why the county is offering re-inspections?
Yeah, it basically it was a something that we developed in a bylaw for the source water protection. We didn't release any notification that this part of the bylaw was available to homeowners or building owners, and we wanted to plan slow, controlled release of this service, simply because it is an extra service to our already very busy schedules for doing new construction. And it's to us, it's very important to have the ability for people to have the opportunity to check their systems and have the comfort of knowing that their system is operating within parameters of the code and how it was designed.
Do you have a goal or a target for the number of re-inspections?
Yeah, we do. We figure we're hopefully figuring that we're going to get maybe 15 this year, re-inspections. And as the program advances and we it becomes more familiar with the public to that we offer the service, that it might expand even more.
Is this something everyone should do?
That's a good question. The building code is very clear to say that it's mandatory for anybody operating a septic system to maintain it. So the liability goes directly onto the person that's operating that system. When you're talking maintenance, most of the components are hidden. You don't think about them. Most people don't even think about where their sewage or their plumbing goes to. They don't know if they're connected to a municipal sewer. They don't know if they're connected to a septic system. But if you're rural, 9 times out of 10, you're connected to a septic system, and it's your responsibility to make sure that it's functioning properly. For instance, every 3 to 5 years, you should have your septic tank pumped out. And if you're new from the city, which we're having a lot of people come in from the city, they've never been on a septic. They don't know how it operates. They don't know what the ins and outs are. And all tertiary systems have maintenance agreements. So every year, annually, that homeowner or building owner is required by law to have that septic system inspected to ensure that it complies with the design parameters of that tertiary system.
So when you say people are liable, I mean, if I had a broken down septic system that tainted my neighbor's well, there could be legal action.
Yes, there definitely could. Yes.
Okay. Is there a fee associated with this?
There is. The first fee that most people should be aware of, or you should be aware of, is the hauler. So the hauler, you have to arrange for a hauler to meet us on site. That's number one. And the hauler is paid by the owner of the property to pump that tank out and spend the time on the site to meet with us and discuss the tank with us. So there's a cost off the top just with the hauler. Our fee, when you call in, is $175 for us to come out to the site, and that's plus HST, because it is a service. Typically, like permits and things related to a permit have no HST. But in this case, because it is a service that we're providing, HST has to be charged. So it'll be $175 plus HST. And with that, we'll come to your property. We'll perform the exterior inspection. We'll meet with the hauler, We'll perform an interior inspection of the house or building to confirm if our records are correct still, or to determine if additions or things of that nature have been added, and if they to determine the daily loading rate for the septic system. And then we'll give a comprehensive report.
So if you were recommending to people, what would you say to them?
Well, if you're selling or buying a home, I would highly recommend having an inspection performed because it gives assurance to a bank, if you're applying for a mortgage, that the septic system is operating within parameters that it should be. Most people get a house inspection done, and the home inspector will report on the septic system to just to say that it was not visual at time of inspection, and that it's unknown if the septic system is functioning properly, and it becomes a liability to the owner if it isn't operating properly. So we try and determine that for a seller, which can be offered, the report can be offered to a purchaser. Or vice versa, a purchaser may want to ensure themselves that that septic system is operating correctly. Now they would have to get permission from the owner of the property to act on their behalf and allow for the inspection to be done on their property. But the purchaser may want to request that this inspection be done just for reassurance that they don't have any, they won't have any problems in the future. Not saying that we're going to guarantee it, but we're it gives them mindfulness that they've done the best they can to find out if this system is working properly. If you were a homeowner, and you were smelling sewage, say, it's very difficult for you to determine whether it's your neighbor that's causing the problem, or if it's your own property that's causing the problem of the sewage smell. So you may want to contact us to rule out your own system, and then you can make an informed possible complaint that your neighbor is having problems with their septic systems. Now, this program is not designed to ask us to do an inspection on a neighbor's property. That's done through the complaint process, which is a totally different process under the building code. This program or the bylaw is designed for your own personal property, no one else's. You may also have suspicions that, when you're cutting the lawn, it's really spongy in an area and you don't know why. So, this could determine that that system is actually failing and it needs some work, or it needs some maintenance to be able to continue on for another 10 years. Now, at worst, it could be that we discover the system is completely failed, or it's antiquated to the point where it's really not a system that should be utilized for proper treatment. And if we discover that, then we'll note it on our report. And because we are an inspection, a government inspection service, we would give the opportunity for the owner to comply with replacing or the system, or there's another order which is for an unsafe building, which we could write to force that person to repair their system.
You've given us a lot of good information today.
Thank
I
you.
want to thank you so much, Kirk Johnstone, for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure.
That was Kirk Johnstone, the Senior Plumbing and Sewage System Inspector for Northumberland County. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.